Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Jay Rosen, and here's what's happening. With temperatures set to rise close to 100 degrees over the next couple of days, Philadelphia is in the middle of its first heat health emergency of the year. KYW's Nigel Thompson talked to some residents about how they're managing the heat.
Elizabeth Laudenslager is entering her second summer as a dog walker in Philadelphia and says keeping cool can be a major challenge.
It's been really hard in the past because there aren't a lot of places you can cool off without having to like make a purchase of some kind.
As part of its heat health emergency, the city has opened a number of cooling centers at libraries and community centers citywide for extended hours until the advisory ends on Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. Even with those centers, Elizabeth says it can be hard for the unhoused.
One woman I ran into the other day, and I was like, do you know where the cooling centers are? And she said, yes, but they turn us away sometimes, or they'll bring us in, send us out because there's just too many people. They don't have the resources to actually like keep everybody inside for as long as they need to be.
Should you encounter someone overheating, the city says to call 911 or its heat line at 215-765-9040. Elizabeth's mom, Krista Laudenslager, says it's also important to look out for your elderly neighbor.
People need to check up on their elderly neighbors, especially a day like today when maybe people might lose power because of a storm or something.
In South Philly, I'm Nigel Thompson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The trial against the Bucks County man accused of murdering a Temple University police officer is set to begin today. Miles Pfeffer faces first-degree murder and charges in the death of Temple University police officer Christopher Fitzgerald, a beloved father, husband, and son. KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson is covering the case.
It happened in February of 2023 at 17th and Montgomery. 31-year-old Christopher Fitzgerald was on patrol and noticed three males dressed in black looking suspicious. Since there had been a recent rash of robberies and carjackings, he called into the station and then chased after the crew. Two of them hid, but that's when prosecutors say 18-year-old Miles Pfeffer got into a tussle with Fitzgerald and then eventually stood over him and shot him. The shooting is caught on video. In the aftermath, a police body-worn camera video shows Fitzgerald sprawled out on the street, blood pooling around him. He was rushed to the hospital and pronounced dead. Pfeffer ran, officials say, then carjacked another man, got to his father's house, and had his mother drive down from Bucks County to pick him up. He was eventually arrested about 12 hours later in Buckingham Township. He's been in prison ever since, and against the Fitzgerald family wishes, District Attorney Larry Krasner decided not to pursue the death penalty, which the family wanted as a bargaining chip so Pfeffer would plead guilty and accept life in prison. Jury selection is expected all morning, with opening statements likely to begin this afternoon. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The FBI is looking for two men in connection to the robbery of a Brinks armored truck Saturday morning in Port Richmond. Philadelphia police say the pair were wearing black clothing and ski masks around 8 a.m. Saturday when they stole cash and a firearm from inside the truck. They hit the truck on Castor Avenue near Gall Street, then fled east on Castor and south on Thompson Street in a black Hyundai. Neighbors were in shock as they learned about the robbery, like Stacy Fine, who spoke to our news partners at NBC 10.
How does a bank truck get robbed when they're armed? I don't understand it. It's crazy.
FBI agents were seen Saturday canvassing the neighborhood, talking to residents and collecting security footage. Fine has lived in the area for a decade, and she says the neighborhood has changed a lot.
It's horrible. It's not safe for the kids, for anybody around here anymore, and nobody's doing anything to help it.
Philadelphia police did not say how much cash was stolen. Local experts say it's not so hard to bring birds, bees, and butterflies to your yard and cut down yard work at the same time. They call it ecological gardening, and as KYW's Carol McKenzie reports, it can help undo some of the damage we're doing to our ecosystem.
I have aromatic aster on my burn where it's dry. I have violets. I have penstemon and digitalis. I have sedges that look like grasses, but
not a spot of long grass. Kate Cronin has turned her Lower Merion yard into a wildlife oasis for birds, butterflies, bees, and fireflies, which are at risk of extinction.
But last year, because I leave the leaves and I have so much dense layers, I think I got a lot of lightning bug larvae overwintering my garden. And so I saw different types of lightning bugs. It's exciting to see all these things using my space. It's less than a quarter of an acre. It's nothing.
Except that it's everything. You say this is a biodiversity crisis, putting a smack in the middle of the sixth great extinction event. That sounds terrifying.
It should be.
Nationally renowned wildlife ecologist and U of D professor Doug Tallamy has been sounding the alarm for years, but he believes we can still turn it around.
So that's what we have to do, is simply putting the plants that support the food webs, that support the birds and everything else that run our ecosystems, we have to include them right where we live and where we spend our days. It's not hard.
If everyone just took like a tiny little section of their yard and it brought them joy and it brought butterflies and it brought lightning bugs and it lessened their time that they have to mow the lawn, then I think that's fabulous.
Professor Tallamy has more to share on his blog on homegrownnationalpark.org, including suggestions for what you can plant in your yard. That's the All Local. I'm Jay Rosen. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.